My guest at this time is Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. He has been very prominent in the news as of late, being one of the leading voices in favor of defunding Obamacare as the members of Congress dealt with the deadline over funding the government and the potential exceeding of the debt ceiling. Ultimately, of course, there was a deal that Mr. Lee and his allies did not agree with, and now we'll find out what their analysis is of that whole debate and what still is to come. And, sir, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. It's good to be with you.
Obviously, there's been a lot of post-game analysis from all sides of the political aisle. Even within your own party, there's been a divided verdict on whether this strategy was a good idea. What do you think ultimately was the impact of your effort to put the focus on Obamacare and push for a defunding of it?
Well, ultimately, we fought this not because we were certain that we could win, but because we knew that the consequences of Obamacare taking effect uninhibited, with the president free to rewrite it unconstitutionally and without statutory authorization, would be so dire that we couldn't let that happen without at least trying to stop it. Now, we as Republicans have spent the better part of 3 years warning people throughout the country and warning the Obama administration about the harmful effects of this law. And for 3 years, the president and his allies have resisted our efforts to do something about him. We take no pleasure in being proven right, but at the very least, the American people now know who is singularly responsible for making the healthcare system throughout America more expensive, complex, and unfair than it was before. And that's the President of the United States, who stands defiantly behind this law, notwithstanding the fact that it's hurting people. So ultimately, the verdict on what we did to resist it will be one that vindicates what we did, vindicates the fact that we had good reason to try to resist it, notwithstanding the fact that we knew that victory was far from certain.
Now that we've seen the myriad of problems with the rollout, the website just being the tip of the iceberg, but a lot of folks upset that they couldn't keep the policies they thought they could keep, rising premiums and that sort of thing, will we likely see a repeat of this debate come the next government funding deadline in January?
Well, I don't know. I mean, unfortunately, as all of these lies about Obamacare are being exposed, we now find ourselves in a position in which even a delay at this point might not be able to put the law back on track, because we've got insurers who are still going to have to comply with the regulations that are forcing people off of their plans and driving up premiums. The website's problems are inherent in its structure, and we're only beginning to learn about the threat that it poses to the people's privacy. And we know that other elements of the law, including those new entitlement programs that were created by the Affordable Care Act, have now been funded past the beginning of the year. So it's difficult to say what exactly we could do at this point. I mean, I still think that legislation just suspending the entire thing for a year at a minimum would be in order. But we've now lost our leverage to pass such a thing. And so unless there is a big change of heart among a lot of members of the House and the Senate, it looks like this law is going to take effect. And it's really bad news for the American people, who continue to lose their jobs, lose their health care, and have their wages and their hours cut because of this law.
Senator, as you well know, there's been no shortage of criticism from the Republican side of the aisle about the strategy that you and Senator Cruz and more than a dozen other GOP senators, as well as quite a few members of the Republican House, took in this situation. They say that your tactics are responsible for Republican popularity dipping down to dangerously low levels. The Utah Republican Party has even vowed to primary you in 2016. What's your reaction to that?
Well, first of all, that's not true about the Utah Republican Party. The Utah Republican Party stands behind me. Those who are suggesting otherwise are simply mistaken, or they're lying. But look, the fact is that it was not Republicans who caused this shutdown. It was the President and the Senate Democrats who refused the government or any part of it to be funded unless everything, including Obamacare's implementation, was also simultaneously funded. That's not fair. That's not a good faith compromise effort, and it's harmful to the American people. So look, I understand the shutdown was unpopular. The shutdown was also unnecessary. It was never what I wanted, and I went out of my way to make avoiding the shutdown a possibility. The shutdown was made a reality by virtue of the fact that the president and Harry Reid refused to negotiate and refused to allow us to fund anything in government unless we were willing to fund everything in government, including a law that they knew would be harming Americans as it now is.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee, I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.